Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today, I want to stress how important breathing is, especially diaphragmatic breathing, or some people call it belly breathing. Have you ever watched a baby breathe? Do you play a wind instrument or sing in a choir or even a solo? How does diaphragmatic breathing help you with more volume, holding your notes longer, and what other benefits does it have? What changed between then, the time you were born, and today? Well, I have experienced a few things, so let me tell you. My name is Denise Thompson, and I have been singing and playing wind instruments for many decades. I actually had to relearn how to breathe correctly as my upbringing changed the way I did breathe. See, as a baby, we all breathe with our bellies. You can see the bellies going up and down with every inhale or breath taken in and exhale, breath letting out. Then we grow up. And in this case, my parents said, "Don't stick out your belly. That is not ladylike." So I forced myself to chest breathing. That means to keep the belly tight. That means I was breathing upwards, just in the lungs, upwards in the chest, and you could see my shoulders go up, raise and go down, and up and down. And I did not have much control over my breath, over my volume, over keeping a sound for a longer period of time, because that's what the diaphragm all does. Well, when I started playing wind instruments and singing, I was told I needed to use my diaphragm to control the speed and the depth of my breath and to center, and was given some exercises on how to learn to breathe the way I did when I was born. Interesting, isn't it? We are born breathing the perfect way, unless there's something wrong with us when we're born, but all healthy babies breathe with their abdomen, with their diaphragm when they're born, so they can fill their lungs, they can cry louder, they can communicate in their own way with you better. So why did we unlearn the healthy habit, go into a poor habit? Then we have to relearn it again. And for several other reasons, you know, before I go into the exercises, I want to share with you the benefits that we have when we are doing the diaphragmatic or the belly breathing. And this is important because the belly breathing or the diaphragmatic breathing is a great tool to bring us back into the moment. So, for example, something is happening. We get scared or somebody says something and we want to react. But in order to be in control on how we react, we take a deep belly breath because it helps us, as I said, it helps us to get back into the moment. It connects us to the body. It regulates the nervous system. And the most important one, it is always accessible at any moment, 24/7, because we have to breathe to be alive. So this is one of the best tools. The other thing it does is when we breathe regularly, we can reduce gastrointestinal symptoms. That means issues with our stomachs and stuff, acid reflux, abdominal pain or belly pain, bloating, and distension, and constipation. Did you know that when you breathe correctly with your abdomen, with your diaphragm, you can reduce constipation? Do you know why? Because your belly extends and it contracts, and that's a motion that's pushing on the intestines, which helps it move the bowels down so we can get out. and it makes them softer, not liquid. I'm not talking about diarrhea, but it makes it softer and more easy to go down. So again, it does promote relaxation. It's good for stress reduction and balances nervous systems. And as you know by now, I have written a little stress reduction book, and I do use breathing as a technique to reduce stress. So this is pretty awesome. Now, there are three ways we can do those breathing techniques, either standing or laying down or sitting in a chair, but chest upright. We don't want to hunch over because that actually impinges the diaphragm. We want to be straight up, shoulders back, and relaxed, arms relaxed down on your legs or something when we sit. But why don't we start with the standing up? Why don't you all stand up with me right now and stand straight, totally straight, feet about, legs about 2 feet apart, stand up tall, and then take a deep belly breath. And in order to find out whether or not you're doing a belly breath or a chest breath, there are several ways we can do that. And the one way I want to tell you right now is you can put one hand over the heart, exhale, that means breathe out deeply. And if your belly gets tight and it goes in, you're doing it with the diaphragm. And then you take a deep breath in, and it extends, it goes out. And then you hold it for a few seconds, and then you exhale sharply again to get it out. Another way that I learned was to stand up straight, put both of my hands fingertip to fingertip on my belly after I exhaled all the air, and then I inhaled. And I could see how far my hands spread from each other. It's usually an inch or two or whatever. And that means you are breathing with your belly. If you do that and you do chest breathing, your hands won't move. But your chest goes up and your shoulders shrug towards your chin and down. And you don't have the depth or the control over your diaphragm, which is be healthy. So doing that is so important. You can do that several times a day. I personally use it. I mean, I breathe with my diaphragm day in, day out. I don't do the chest breathing at all anymore because I've really retrained myself decades ago to do the right thing, and I don't care. And if I'm in good health, excellent health already, then I don't really have much of a belly to worry about, right? So why don't we do that for just a couple of times to do the exercise together so you get a feel of it. Put your hands, touch your, exhale all the way, and then touch your fingertips lightly on your belly. And then we're going to inhale to the count of four. We're going to hold to the count of seven, and we're going to exhale to the count of eight. And make sure you're probably against the wall or something so you don't get dizzy until you're used to it and you're going to feel a difference. So let's get ready. Exhale. Now put your fingertips together and now inhale to the count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold to the count of seven. Seven. Now exhale to the count of eight. By eight, you probably didn't hear much of my breath going out anymore because I exhaled totally. And that meant my fingertips were touching again, but they were at least an inch and a half or 2 inches apart. Another way I learned to do it was by standing up and leaning over just a little bit and holding on to a desk. And then somebody stood behind me and put their hands on my sides. Put their hands on my sides. And I pretended that something scared me, and I did. Sides went out and my belly went forward. That was through the abdominal breathing. And so if we practice different ways of doing that, that's going to help us tremendously to be in better health. As I said, the benefits are really pretty big when you can get back to the moment. You can connect to your body. You can regulate your nervous system. You can reduce gastrointestinal symptoms, acid reflux, abdominal pain, bloating and distension, and constipation. Those are so many benefits that I think it's worth it. I would say it's kind of like health over vanity. Because why did we start to chest breathing? And I say it's mostly women. Men usually don't care. They normally just breathe with their abdomen as they did as a baby. They don't want to relearn anything. It doesn't matter to them. But women are vain. Many of them are. I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying many women are. And especially when the parents tell you not to do certain things and you were raised to be obedient, you listen, even if it's wrong. And you don't know it at the moment, but you learn it over time. So let's do those exercises one more time. We're going to do... Or you try to sit down and sit straight up, feet planted on the ground, apart. I have mine more or less to the side because I'm sitting on a Swiss ball, and I sit up totally straight, and I let my hands, the back of the hands, relax on my thighs. And then I usually close my eyes because I can concentrate more, and I take a deep breath in, inhale, one, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So those are just some of the easiest ways to do it. I actually even learned another way. I was laying on the floor, and the person who taught us how to breathe put a book on our belly. And if the book did not raise, what did that mean? The belly didn't raise, so she put a heavier book on it or a lighter book, depending on what was needed, until we had it right. So now I can be on the floor, I can sit, or I can stand. It doesn't matter. I have full control over my breathing. Why is this so important to me? Why am I honing in on this so much? It's because I have seen so many people lately who are talking about taking a deep belly breath, and I see their shoulders going up, and I know it's a chest breath, not a belly breath, and they reduce their benefits. I'm not saying you can't breathe with your chest, but it is not the way we were born to breathe. And it is not the way that promotes health, which is something that I'm very, very passionate about, especially with all the things I've been going through in my life with health issues. So now being happy and healthy and breathing correctly and being able to do things again that I couldn't do before, why would I not talk about it and give other people the gift of breathing correctly and giving them the joy of realizing that they can be much more in control of their health than they think about. So I have actually included 2 short videos in the transcript that you need to highlight, copy and paste into the URL, but I'm going to play you just one. It's a short one. It's 2 minutes. So you can hear, and then when you watch the video, you can see what they're doing. That's going to be more beneficial to you. So let's listen to the first one right here. Let me see. Okay.
Diaphragmatic breathing, aka belly breathing, is our most efficient breath. It's also a calming breath. It taps into the nervous system and tells it to calm down. When we were first born, if there weren't any complications, we were all born as belly breathers. As we get older, we tend to become more thoracic chest breathers, much like this. So I'm going to teach you how to breathe with your belly. Start by laying down on your back. Place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Feel your belly rise. Breathe out. Feel your belly flatten. Try to keep the hand on your chest as still as possible. Repeat for 10 breaths. You may place a small object on your belly instead of your hand, and you'll notice it moving up and down. Let's move to a standing position. Put one hand on your chest, one hand on your belly. Breathe in slowly through your nose. Feel your belly rise. Breathe out. Feel your belly flatten. Try to keep your hand on your chest as still as possible. Repeat for 10 breaths. Finally, let's come to a comfortable seated position. Place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. Breathe in slowly through your nose. Feel your belly rise. Breathe out. Feel your belly flatten. Try to keep the hand on your chest as still as possible. Repeat for 10 breaths. Practice belly breathing in all three positions, lying down, sitting, and standing, twice daily. Complete 10 good belly breaths in each position. These are the steps to learn belly breathing. Eventually, working your way up to breathing with your diaphragm while exercising. The more you practice this, the quicker diaphragmatic breathing will become your automatic breathing pattern again.
So I hope you could hear what this person was talking about and demonstrated. Please watch the video. And because it's going to make it much easier when you can see it and do it at the same time. And I just wish you all the best and all the benefits that you can get from it. So I just wanted to also tell you two videos that I mentioned in there. I couldn't hyperlink them, but again, if you just copy and paste them, highlight, copy, and paste into the URL, you can watch them. And the second one is 7 minutes instead of 2 minutes, and it goes more into the medical benefits with the gastrointestinal symptoms, acid reflux, et cetera. So I just wanted to make sure I could provide you with some visual information after I've done all the talking here. So if you found this very interesting or helpful for you or a loved one, please let me know. You can always contact me under Coach Denise, that's CoachDenise, at ctdigest.net. It's also in there, but you need to highlight, copy and paste it into the URL so you can talk to me. But the first three letters in the subject line have to be capitalized. B for Bruno, T R for Blog Talk Radio, actually, BTR, and then you can say suggestion, question, or you would like a free gift. Because as always, I have two free gifts, and you can choose which one or if you want both. One of them is a free health goal strategy session, and the other one is my healthy newsletter that I send out via email with a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other valuable information. And I would love to do anything that makes life easier for you, gives you better health, and gives you more joy. If you have any questions, suggestions, or you have something that you would love to contribute for one of the shows, please do contact me. As I said before, the BTR are the first three letters that have to be capped in the subject line for me to find the emails, because all first-time emails go into the spam folder. And I want to fish them out. I want to get them so I can respond to you, and then I can save the email address and can be in contact with you. If you don't, it gets deleted because I get about 500 spams in all of my, in each one of my six accounts. And I don't have time to read all those spam things. So I just go through. If it's just BTR, I'll say not spam, and I read it, and I'll take care of it. So I hope this has been of a little bit of help to you, that actually diaphragmatic breathing or belly breathing is very important, is benefiting our health and our mental state, because we see clear, we can think clear, we can get back into the moment. And I just wanted to give you some value today, and I hope I succeeded with that. Please do let me know. And next week, I will not be able to be on unless I can do it a day early or a day late, because I have a webinar the whole day long to learn more things. And I will share later about that. So if you don't see me next week, please forgive me, but I will deliver more the following week. And if I can do it a day early or a day late, I will do so. Thanks so much, and have a very, very wonderful week, a happy, healthy, and blessed weekend, and stay empowered until next week. Till then.